Kids, if you would. Now, already I know, since this is what I hate about being first on Sunday morning, over half the room's not here. Eddie, I need more volume. At any rate, grab your tickets. Not volume on the music, volume on the mic.
Stand up, shout it out. I can win. Let's begin.
Okay, folks, music down, mic up. I got this great book called How to Get Rich on the Internet by one great author, America's foremost internet marketing consultant, Ted Silva. Seven six four. All right. I tell you what. You know what? How about 803? How about 749? Coming up and get it. Autographed copy. Yes. Now, by the way, thank you. Hey, I've got a couple other books in the works. I'm publishing right now, and it'll probably be available in about a month. Ted Siuba's copy of Think and Grow Rich. Maybe we'll have that at the next one. I'm rewriting Think and Grow Rich. It'll be called The New Think and Grow Rich. We'll have that. But right now, by the way, I also have a couple copies out of print, which tells you how popular they were. But Mail Order in the Internet Age, this is another incredible book because it really reveals the secret. See, a lot of people think the Internet is different, but I'm telling you, it's mail order in the Internet Age, electronic mail order. What do we talk about? Follow-ups. Anybody heard of follow-ups? Yep. Autoresponder messages when someone buys or when they subscribes, et cetera, et cetera. Upgrades, you know, higher-priced products. So, 831, are you here? Come on and get it. Marcus, winner. Good job.
Thanks, Ted. Thank you.
769, how to get rich on the internet. 769. 804, how to get rich on the internet. All right. 789, are you here? Sleeping in, you're going to lose, man. 791. 822. Gotcha. Come on up. Get a big hand.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. One of the things, it's a tradition that we do. Every morning we open up, we like to log into autopilotriches.com. And see how the challenge is going. Does anybody have an interest, Steiner?
No.
So if it works here, we'll do that. Yep, we're online. Good deal. Welcome back. Let's see. The first thing we want to do, this is so easy, but we're just going to go check the orders right now. Because we're interested in the bottom line, right? I mean, there are affiliates, there are subscribers, but I'm interested right now in the bottom line. Are you?
Yeah.
Now, let me see. What is the figure that we're trying to beat? $28,430.80. So $28,430. Keep that in mind. You might want to write that down. That's what we want to beat. Let's see. And we're going to go by the monthly here. And get ready. This is going to be a surprise to us all. Look at that. $30,971. Yes!
Begin on the internet marketing, change your life. You're gonna do it today.
Congratulations. All right. That's good stuff. How do you like that? Hey, can you give me just a little bit more volume there, Eddie, on the mic? All right, so let's get into it. We all know what we're here for, and let's learn more about making money, right? I've asked the question before. How many of us are here to learn how to make money?
Yeah.
How many of us are here to learn how to make a lot more money?
Yeah.
How many of us are here to learn how to make money and live the lifestyle that we want and vacation in Hawaii and have someone else pay for it when we want to?
Yeah.
Yes. Right place, right crowd. So let me ask you this. To do that, there's certain secrets. Remember, I referred earlier to a product that I created, and because I decided I'd like to, and it made over $250,000. How would you like to have a product like that?
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, that's $250,000 in a couple of weeks. You know, I mean, first rattle. How would you like to have a product that everybody who is anybody is promoting for you? And this is almost diabolical. They're promoting it for you without asking for any affiliate commissions. Diabolical. I promise you I'll reveal that, I tell you. But let me ask you this. Here's what we're interested in today. And this is what the topic of my talk is today. I told you I'm very passionate recently about Think and Grow Rich. And it's because, you know, certain things have happened and I've acquired that book, and which, by the way, the 1937 version is in public domain. So could you acquire that version too? Yeah. And by the way, if you want, this is how easy it is. Go to free copy of Think and Grow Rich, and you've got a copy of that book. In fact, you should have a flyer that tells you to go there. But what I'm giving to you, by the way, you can't copy someone else's copy. You know, legitimately, you need to go back and find a version, which you can do, by the way, if you go to alibris.com, A-L-I-B-R-I-S.com. And you just tell them that what you'd like is the 1937 version of Think and Grow Rich. And within several weeks or several months, they'll find one, and you can pay $300 or $400. You can go get it scanned for $300 or $400, and you can pay a editor to clean it up for $300 or $400, and you'll have your own version. But in the meantime, if you'd like to give that away as a bonus, just go to free copy of Think and Grow Rich, and I give you permission. You can give that link to anybody in the world, and you can include anything you want. So that's the topic, and I'm here to guide you to discover the secret more important than the... Oh, by the way, do you have a handout in front of you? This might be one of the early things that you need to put on there. More important than the technical and marketing knowledge you need for internet success. Now, again, we're getting started. Does everybody have the handout that I'm referring to? Good. More important. No, not the green one. The one I'm referring to is probably on white paper. Nope, that's not it. The one that has worldinternetsummit.com on the top of it. That's the one. Yeah, so more important than the... And there's a blank spot, right? Technical and marketing knowledge. Okay, looks like we got one here that doesn't have it on the second table here. The other handout that you have, by the way, well, one of the other ones, is about the 13 principles of Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich, which we will talk about some. In fact, Napoleon Hill identifies 13 principles. Number one, desire. Number two, faith. Number three, auto-suggestion. Are you with me on that handout? Do you see that?
Yeah.
Number four, specialized knowledge. Number five, imagination. Number six, specialized knowledge. Seven, decision. Eight, persistence. Nine, mastermind. 10, oh, and this is one of my favorites, sex transmutation. But sex, I'm not sure about the transmutation part. 11, subconscious mind. 12, the brain. 13, what I call the hologram, which Napoleon Hill calls, what does he call 13? the sixth sense. Isn't that odd? In a book about business success, things like the sixth sense, auto-suggestion. What does sex have to do with business? I mean, you know. That's what Napoleon says, and I agree too. You know, back in, you guys know this, right? Because I was over in America, and we don't have this history. But I told you I majored in English literature, right? But the period that I majored in was Romantic poetry, and that included King Arthur and the knights, right? And one of the things that I did, do you remember? Of course you do. This is your culture. When the knight would go out to fight, what did he put on his shield, or what did he put on his lance, or what did he put on his armor? The ladies, what do you call it?
Favor.
He was going out there to fight for his woman, for his love. And that's an interesting thing. Unfortunately, we don't have time now to go through all 13, but we do have time to dig in deeply into at least three of them. We're going to talk about what is really the pivotal key, burning desire, which is principle number one. We're going to talk about specialized knowledge, and I'm going to help us understand that we probably did not understand that. Show of hands, how many of us have read the book Think and Grow Rich? Very good. I love that. In this crowd, I would expect that. When you go out on the streets, you know, not that many people have read it. It's the greatest success-selling classic of all time. And we're going to talk about decision. So those are going to be the three topics, and we will, I promise, have a lot to help you. And this is going to help you. Because we got into a conversation. Where's Greg? Greg, stand up. Yeah, there. Okay, stand up. Last night we got into a conversation on, we had our guru session, right? And it was about internet marketing. Did we talk about internet marketing very much?
I don't think we spoke about internet marketing at all.
Did you get any guidance and direction about where you can go to be more successful in internet marketing?
A huge amount.
Ironic, isn't it? Thanks, Greg.
Sure.
So there are things more important than the technical and marketing knowledge you must have, and that's basically what we're going to be talking about. Remember we were talking about working hard doesn't work? You know why working hard doesn't work? Is because you are limited, normally, working hard, by the hours that you have in your life. Is that not true? Now, I already talked about it earlier, I mentioned it. What is it that we have to do with that time then to make it work for us? We have to use and employ leverage, which someone told me the Brits call it gearing. Yeah, yeah, gearing. So we'll try and do that. Basically, for instance, something like this. That's a good example of gearing. I actually finished this book. It's been about 2 years ago. Finished. Haven't done any work. Do you imagine that I'm still making money on it? Yeah. This is important. These are the do things that have residual payoffs. And by the way, do you imagine that it helps? Look at this. On the cover, it has Terry Dean's name, J. Conrad Levinson's name, Robert Allen's name, T.J. Rolander, Ron LeGrand, Carl Galletti, Kurt Christensen, Marlon Sanders, Armand Morin, Michael Pidlin. Isn't that gearing? Isn't that leverage? It was like the offer that you've been offered. You can use my name. That's what, you know, Armand and Kurt, and they were letting me use their name. Is that an example of leverage? Yeah. And if you interview an expert to create your product, is that an example of leverage? In fact, what I'm saying right now, this is not new on the fourth day of the event, right? I mean, you already know this, right? So a lot of what I'm doing is reminding you, which, by the way, I happen to be the one who gets to make the schedule for the World Internet Summit. And I like to speak, and I purposely choose to put myself on the fourth day because a lot of what I want to say, we can don't have to explain because you've already got it, right? So that's an example of it. That's what we got to do. Working hard doesn't work. And the solution to all problems, assuming we're all honest and ethical, which we are, because it's a qualifier to be here, make more money solves all problems. You know, I never get upset about bills. You know, my attorney says, well, it's going to cost $10,000 to do this. And I'm thinking, yeah, well, I can double that. But what does it matter? First of all, you may not understand this yet, but let me promise you, if you move forward in the way that I'm coaxing you to do, you will. I get a call on Saturday morning at 9 a.m. My attorney wakes me up, right? And I'm happy. How would you like to have problems like that? When I was poor, desperate, living in a trailer that had less space than this part of the stage to here, and I mean, I did have the ability to do exercises if I stood sideways in the little walkway. I could do jumping jacks. No attorneys were bothering me then. You see where I'm coming from? And so I get up and I got a good attitude. Someone says, aren't you upset about this thing and you're going to have to go to court? And you know, are you kidding? By the way, of course, it's up to the judge to decide. But normally I go in with a positive attitude because I would never do anything that would be causing problems anyway, right? But just because you're doing the right thing, does that mean somebody cannot criticize you or attack you? Now, get used to it. In fact, the higher you rise, the more frequent it will happen. You can't do anything about it. Are you with me there? I have about 55 houses. And, of course, I only live in one of them. So they're called rental units. And we use a little bit of dissimulation. We tell the people it's a lease option. But statistically, of course, most of them just turn into renters. Now, the thing that I like the most about renters is that occasionally they quit paying. I got two court cases right now. In fact, no, I say that back. One of them's already been decided yesterday. I don't even know how it went because my partner, you know, went there. 55 houses, a court case or two. Are we crying? No. And think about it this way, too. I got about $1 million, about approximately, and this is a real broad approximation, about $100,000 debt per property. So how much debt do I have on me right now? Approximately $5 million. Do I look like I'm worried about that? Let's talk about leverage. And we talk so many things. Occasionally, I have to make a payment or two for the mortgage when the deadbeat tenant doesn't do it. But of course, he gets the boot, as we call it. Occasionally. But on the other hand, normally, that debt is meaningless to me. Why? What?
Somebody else is paying.
Is that leverage? Yeah. This is the kind of things we're talking about. Now, what I like about information marketing, which is what we've been talking about so much, in other words, we create an ebook, we buy Mike Stewart's products, and we start creating audios. You know, if you do an interview, you do record it. You do a little, what he was calling, video infomercial. How much is your cost? See, in real estate, I'm not sure what it is here, but in the U.S., most real estate loans, mortgages are 30 years, right? Yep. I've got to wait 30 years until I'm getting all the revenue. When I create a product, information marketing, I do an interview or a series of interviews. How long do I have to wait till I get all the money? The first sale. And I'm going to reveal to you that $250,000 product. And what I may not have said, I don't remember what I said because that was 3 days ago. And that seems like light years away, does it not, when we came to actually, I've made that money before I even created the product. Is that cool? Yeah. Leverage, gearing. We're revealing these secrets to you. This is what it's all about. And, of course, the reason why working hard doesn't work, and we talked about this, is number one, the tax man. In fact, it was George Harrison. I always loved that song. The tax man. You know, 19 for me and one for you. Doesn't seem fair. So you've got to figure out other ways to do it. And the answer is make more money. Actually, if you make more money, that one portion out of 20 is going to be more than, you know, other people. So that's why it works. Inflation gets you. Basically, and again, I already read this, and then I'm going to go into some totally new stuff. Napoleon Hill, in his book, he's so right on. You do have to read it if you haven't. You need to reread it. I know. And by the way, just a show of hands, this will be interesting. Who has that book and has looked at it or read it or has it with them in the last 30 days? Show of hands. Look at that. Some very successful people, too. If you are one of those who believe that, oh, get your notes out, that hard work and honesty, and that's what we all heard, if you are one of those who believe that hard work and honesty alone will bring riches, perish the thought. It is not true. Riches, when they come in huge quantities, see, Napoleon Hill is talking about getting rich. He's not talking about making a good living. Riches, when they come in huge quantities, are never, never the result of hard work. Riches come, if they come at all, in response to definite demands based upon the application of definite principles, not by chance and luck. Now, Napoleon did identify and did interview thousands of people. Studied thousands of people. Wealth was his subject. Interviewed about 500. Had a close relationship with the richest people in America at the time. By the way, when I'm in my new copy, The New Thinking, Grow Rich, that's one of the problems I'm solving. Because if you've read it, it's all about America, right? And that's not... I mean, are all the millionaires in the world in America? Hello, Richard Branson. So, in today's environment, that means you must work smart. Working smart is working with leverage. Working smart is a tiny result, yields a massive reward. Working smart is you spend a few days, weeks, or months creating a product that then earns money for you over and over again. Affiliate programs. Other people working for you. Someone was asking me about Google AdWords. Well, my particular slant on the thing is, yes, I have used them. Yes, I don't normally, because I've run into conflicts. Has anybody ever heard of this? A conflict of interest? If I do that, what happens to the affiliates that are marketing for me? They lose opportunity. So why don't I use leverage and not spend my 40 cents per click? Let them do it. Let them make money and be happy. You know, it's the same thing. You know, some people say, hey, if you're going to get your domain name, you ought to get it in .com, .org, .net, .ws, .tv, .us, blah, 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 right? I purposely don't. And I also don't go out and get the before the name, because who do I want to get those domain names? Yes. See, I'm here to enrich people purposely. This is a strategy. Purposely. Now, what's the consequence of this? They are enriching me. That's which we're not going to get deeply into, but not now. The New Thinking Grow Rich does. That is what chapter 10, the mystery of sex transmutation, is all about. I've rephrased it. I think Napoleon had a hang up on that, but that's... Giving. Giving. There was a great philosopher one time, and he said, "Give and you shall receive." He didn't say, "Receive, and then when you receive what you feel like is adequate, then you can give a little bit." All right? It's like crops. Grow, and when you've proven to me you'll grow, then I'll go and plant. It's like heater. Give me this heat because I'm too cold. I'm shivering, can't you see? I don't have the energy to go out and get firewood. And you heat me up, and then I'll go out and get more firewood. It's a inviolable principle. You got to give. I suggest to you that if you think about your business as giving, as helping, you'll be far more successful. Someone asked me, "How can I possibly do a joint venture with you, Ted?" I said, "It's real easy." And as a matter of fact, I have set up joint ventures in seconds. You know, I mean, at least the preliminary cause. Can you do it? If you want to do a joint venture with me, two things, and I'll tell you. Number one, you can approach me with a product that will help me help others make money on the internet. Is that simple? Is that not what I'm doing today with you? So is that obviously my area of interest? Helping others make money on the internet. The other one now, because Think and Grow Rich has become so important to me, and you know, new career launching there, anything related to Think and Grow Rich. Is Think and Grow Rich not helping other people? I just revealed a formula for you. Leverage. That's how you can approach anybody. Now, look, and I mean, I've already referred to this earlier. If you approach me about how to lose weight, about how to learn how to play the guitar in 24 hours, about anything, you know, you can give me the stats and tell me how many people are wanting, you know, we're talking about market research, overture.inventory.com, goodadwords.com, but I'm not interested, right? There's too much money floating around in this universe, and there's other people that are going to do other things. For me and for every speaker expert that you would like to approach, and by the way, the reason why you'd want to approach a speaker expert is because they can sell a ton of product for you, right? But if you approach me about weight loss, it ain't going to happen. But are there other people out there who are working on weight loss? That's the people that you approach. Gearing and leverage. One contact, hundreds of thousands or millions of opportunities to sell. It happens all the time. But, you know, the big issue, and I did refer to this, the big issue is we haven't been trained to understand this stuff. We haven't been trained to think like this, have we? That's why incredibly, you are here. How many of us think it's an accident that we ended up here this weekend? Two accidents. Do you still think it's an accident now? Or are you happy? Very happy. Actually, I would say that's not an accident, right? Because we are connected. We've got other objectives. So that's basically it, is you've got to learn that you've got to learn. Now, I would never guarantee anybody can get rich, even though that's my whole theme, right? The reason why I would never do that is it's against the law. And by the way, can I control if you put these principles into action or not? Kurt Christensen, did you hear him last night? He was talking about one of the companies that he's associated with. They're making $50 million a year. Does that mean you're going to do it? What's the difference between that kind of reward and no reward? It's putting it into action. And even, by the way, I can't guarantee you that if you put this stuff into action, it'll happen immediately. But I can guarantee you that these are the principles that work. These are the principles that have worked for so many others. Napoleon Hill says, and let me see, do you have this on your... No, you don't have it on your handout. But I have never known anyone who was inspired to use the secret in the book, who did not achieve noteworthy success in his chosen calling. That's pretty doggone important. By the way, one of the qualities that if you get to know Napoleon better, and he's got a lot of other works than Think and Grow Rich, you'll understand that he is entirely honest and ethical. And he says, I've never known anyone who was inspired to use the secret who didn't achieve noteworthy success. Is that a powerful message for you? How many of us have decided already that we're going to reread Think and Grow Rich? Got it. And he also goes on and says, I have never known any person to distinguish himself to any consequence without possession of the secret. So I've never known anyone who used the secret who didn't achieve noteworthy success. And I've never known anyone who achieved noteworthy success who didn't employ the secret. Is that powerful? And by the way, we're not talking about notoriety, because you can become notorious if you go to the liquor store and pull out a gun and rob it, right? That's not what we're talking. We're talking about making a contribution. Think about it. You should be thinking and deciding, what is my life's purpose? Ah, Napoleon Hill. Chief definite aim, right? Now we're into chapter number two, principle number one. I'm straightening that out in the New Think and Grow Rich also. A chief definite aim. What were you placed on earth to do? Now the great part about this, and you may have learned this, I learned it in my really early upbringing. I was raised a Catholic. Sorry for the Anglicans. And they put me in a religious school, and they taught me this stuff, and of course, 99% of it didn't make any sense. And 99.9% I still don't buy, even at my old ripe age. But one of the principles they taught is humans have, what is it? Free will. Humans can decide where they would like to live. Now, does my beautiful Labrador Retriever get to decide where she wants to live? And so we get to decide what we would like to do to contribute. But I'm telling you, I'm talking about giving. I'm talking about, again, I retitled sex transmutation into giving, the hologram. We get to decide what it is we want to do. But I'm telling you, if you have a purpose to your life, a definite chief aim, you will find life is incredibly richer. Incredibly. In fact, the single biggest determinant of success. Now, determinant means something in advance, right? Is having goals. Not only goals, but written goals. Yale University, 1951, is reputed to have done a study. Now, Yale, you guys have Cambridge, right? Is that not where the elite go? The ones who are favored? They're already favored just to get into Cambridge, right? Wouldn't you expect that they, if anybody, would be on top of the world? Out of 100 students, you know, statistically, what they found when they did, it was a longitudinal study. Longitudinal simply means it goes over a long time. And this is 20 years, right? Longitudinal study, 20 years later they went back and said, what's happening? They found out that the 3% of the people who had written goals with a plan to achieve them were worth more than the other 97% combined. Now, what this is telling you is that in a room of this size, and let's just say there's 100 people, there's actually a few more. Actually, this morning, with a lot of people still sleeping in after last night, there may only be 100. So what it's saying is those three people back there on the speaker's table are worth approximately $16 million each, while the rest of the 97 are worth approximately $16,000. And as a matter of fact, $16,000, $16 million, as a matter of fact, I would say that that's probably one of those things where the 80-20 rule doesn't apply, and it's more like the 95-5 or the 97-3, right? Because most people in America, and I know you Brits are different, most people have a negative net worth when they die. You know, the car is on payments. The house is on a mortgage. They've used credit cards to buy their clothes. Groceries are consumables, and how many of us have ever even had to use a credit card to buy groceries? I have in the past, I hate to admit it. That's not that uncommon, right? So goals are what made the difference. Do you hear what I'm saying? Goals. So, why don't we do something today to stop that and to put us into the 3%? Does everybody have a note card in front of them? Mm-hmm. Let's pull that baby out. And there's six things we're going to write on that goal card. So you might number it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And you might leave a space between each line. This is all it takes. And this, by the way, is straight out of the book, Think and Grow Rich. Number one, fix the exact amount of money you desire. And then add on or more. $1 million or more. Net worth of $5 million or more. Number two, remember, we get to decide. Assuming you put a stretch, quote unquote, figure there, it won't be stretch as you move forward. What is it you intend to give for that? Look at this word, give. It's not an accident. Like me, I am giving information on how to make massive amounts more money. I am giving it by speaking, writing, marketing, interviews, audio, video. You've got your own channel. And of course, in this crowd, we would of course think it includes the internet, which is a great boon. So that's number one, fix the exact amount of money you desire. By the way, if you don't think you have this perfect right now, it doesn't matter. Write it now. You can adjust it tomorrow, can you not? You can write now what makes you uncomfortable and learn to feel comfortable with it. Number three, establish a definite date. What date do you intend to do this by? Now, what happens if we miss the date? Set another one, adjust it. What happens if we don't even have the goal? We don't even try, right? So, you know, again, fix the definite date. Put something there that you believe that you can, or that you're committed to making it happen. And only be quasi-realistic. In other words, if you right now don't even have a job and you want to earn $1 million by the end of June 2005, on the other hand, if you don't have a job right now and you want to earn $1 million in the year 2007, that's perfectly legitimate. So do something that'll stretch. Number four, and Stephen Pierce stole my thunder on this one, create a definite plan. You know, what is it going to look like? We've already decided. How much do we want by when? What we're going to give. Now we're saying, basically, what do I have to do? Well, it might be Google AdWords. It might be Learn Front Page. It might be I bought a license to a product, get that website up. I mean, the first step, right? What are you going to do to make that happen? Is this making sense to everybody? Perfect. And then number five is write out a clear statement. You know, in other words, put it all in a sentence. By June 2006, approximately a year from now, I will have earned my first $1 million on the internet by delivering XYZ product as a product and as a lesson that helps other people do that. Now, the what you're doing now you're putting this together, but what you're really doing is you're creating something that, I tell you what, whenever I did this exercise, it was just a few months and my first income started coming in off the internet. Previously to that, I spent about 20 years off and on trying to make money in mail order. And the best I ever did, and that was a fluke too, I can tell you, but I earned back about 60% of my ad cost, which of course is why when the internet came along, I loved it, because how much does it cost me to advertise on the internet? Zippo. But now watch this. This is my hand goes in my pocket. Now this is a lesson for you, right? I'm not doing this just, and I pull out something. Can anybody see what this is? $100 bill. Can anybody see what this is? It's what you've got in front of you, isn't it? A note card. Now, every single morning, a man goes to his dresser, loads up his pockets, right? Every single morning, I am reminded about why I'm on earth. I'm reminded about the opportunity that I have. I am reminded, which I'd like to express to you right now, and I've been saving this strategically, about how grateful I am to be here, to be so welcome, to be so appreciated amongst you Brits. Give yourself a good hand right now. Yes! Remind yourself of where you're going. You never get off track. And every night, I get to do the opposite thing, right? Put it on the dresser. This is contribution. You know, my life changed instantly whenever I began to think about contribution rather than, they need to take care of me. I can't afford medical care. Why am I driving this crappy car? I see rich people driving around in Mercedes. Do it. That's what the last point is. You now have something that will keep you on track. And I feel particularly fortunate in this instance. By the way, of course, you know I prefer women over men by a large, large, large margin. But in this instance, I feel very happy to be a man, because you ever noticed how often men hang around with their hands in their pockets? Every time I stick my hand in my pocket, I get an electrical charge. And I'm reminded about where I'm going. Is it powerful to be reminded where you're going? Absolutely. Question, comment back here.
I can't help but pick up on your planning side, because there is an excellent e-book which I just happen to have with me. If people want to talk about it, which has got some excellent planning techniques, particularly in a quite a serious point about the way that we suffer from something called optimistic planning bias. I shall leave it there. Thank you.
On the joint venture table. Okay, so folks, now listen, what I've just given with you, what shared with you, and I even helped guide you through it, that's what a good coach does. You have your goals written down, right? You have just put yourself in the 3% of the population. Is that where you want to be? Is that what you came here to learn to do? Is it ironic that we weren't talking about internet marketing? But this is about internet marketing. Because 97% of the people you're competing with on the internet, they also are in the other category. What a tremendous advantage you have. All right, let's move to the next point. Decision. What is the opposite of decision? Procrastination. I need more info, right? Here's what Napoleon Hill has to say about it. Analysis of several hundred people who had accumulated fortunes well beyond the $1 million mark revealed that every one of them had the habit of reaching decisions promptly and of changing the decisions slowly, if at all. The habit, decisions promptly. You know, will you ever get all the information you need to make a thoroughly, fully informed decision? No. And I tell you this, folks, and again, Stephen Pierce, he's a great example of these principles. Kind of robbed my thunder on this one, too. He said, if you know where you're going, decisions are easy. Decisions are easy. If you have certain standards, decisions are easy. And I'm going to pick a couple of the topics that came up while, you know, we've all been networking and everything. One of the guys that's in this room is making a good six-figure income every month on gambling. And I'm talking about good six-figure income. I'm not talking about just made $10,000. I'm talking about $40,000, $50,000 a month. Now, as an American, that's off limits. I'm not going to break the law no matter what happens, right? So was I enticed by that opportunity? No, it was meaningless to me. But am I interested in an extra $40,000 a month? I'm very interested in that, but that can't be the way it'll happen for me. Do you see how easy that decision was to make? No problem. Same thing with, you know, you can talk about anything. I've talked and referred to weight loss. Do I not know that weight loss is a big industry? In fact, one of the things I love best, it's one of the best things you could ever get in a market, is since people usually are not going to follow through and do the product, they will buy another product from you again, hoping that that will do the cure. Will they not? It's an evergreen market. But because that's not written in how I'm going to contribute, do I have to be seduced by the siren of easy money there? No. So it's a matter of decisions. Knowing where you're going, which is why we did desire first, will solve a lot of your problems. It'll take care of it. And one of the ones I love best, a lot of times, of course, you know, essentially what happens is I'm a salesperson, right? We are all salespeople, right? How many of us ever learned that a salesperson was a bad and ugly thing? Is that all? Only about 15% of the room? Come on. How many of us ever learned and were taught and socialized that being a salesperson was a bad and ugly thing? That's better. Actually, it's a very good thing. But one of the things I love, and anybody who has sold anything has heard this before, I want to think about it. Right? Folks, that's because they don't know where they're going. It's because they don't know where they're going. Some questions, the answer is always the same. First, what is your name here?
Len.
Len? Yeah. Len. What color is your shirt there?
Red.
Red. Okay, now if I see you next week and you're wearing that red shirt and I ask you what color it is, what will you tell me?
Red.
You'll tell me red. Wait a minute, that's the same thing you said today. Some things, the question or the answer to the question is always the same. Let me ask you this. Is it ever a good idea to put off learning how to make money? You mean if I come to you today and have an offer where I can prove that you can make a massive amount of money, the answer is going to be the same as it was yesterday, as it will be tomorrow? Is it ever a good idea to put off learning how to make money? And I get these people that, I want to think about it. And I say, wait. What is it you don't get? And you know what they don't get is that they're in the 97% of the population. You know what I mean? And I had a good friend who's been a friend of mine for like 20 years. She invited me over to her house the other day and said that, we're going to watch this 2-hour episode of What was that movie? OC. Does anybody know what OC is? Okay, good. And of course, I didn't. So she explained it to me, and she said, oh, yeah. She says, got a group of people that have been coming over, and every week we watch OC. And like I said, she had explained it to me. I'd never even heard of the doggone show. OC, by the way, stands for Orange County. It's a real chic and upscale place in the U.S. And I didn't say a thing out loud, but I was thinking, this is the reason why you're working every day, and you get up, and you got to be in the office, and traffic, and all the other people that were with them, they have what's called a J-O-B. It's the reason why you know about that, and I don't. Are you with me? Different habits, different thoughts, different results. We get to choose. That's what they're choosing. They may not know that. All right. Next one I want to hit. Persistence. That's principle number 8. By the way, I have an opinion, and you'll get this in the new Thinking Grow Rich, that Napoleon Hill chose numerological principles for the principles, how he numbered them. I know there's several people here who have talked about the holistic sciences, and that's what you need to do. But 8, you see, 8 is a never-ending thing. You know, like 7, you know, you start and you end, right? But 8 never ends, right? Symbol of eternity. Persistence. What you're doing, you have to continue to do. If I'm creating works that have leverage today and I'm getting good rewards about them, if I want to create another work tomorrow, does that mean that I forget the principles that I used? No, it doesn't mean that. If you get stopped on the way, remember I was talking about some of the lawsuits I got happening? Those would be called stoppers for most people, right? In fact, a lot of people, just because they've heard that real estate is a very litigious arena, they don't even get into it. Are you with me there? What have they done to their future? They've made decisions. They think they're making a decision about today, but they're making a decision about their whole future. So persistence means, basically, you get to keep after it. You get to keep waking up with a positive attitude. You have to, because if you change, guess what? Think and grow poor. So you reframe it. You don't have to think like this. You get to think like this. Are you with me? We have the decisions. You know, we get to make the decisions. Poverty is attracted to one whose mind is favorable to it, as money is attracted to him whose mind has been deliberately prepared to attract it. Therein is the secret. Poverty is the default mode, is it not? Aren't most of the people in poverty? And by the way, when I say poverty, I don't mean that they're not driving a new Suburban and living in a house. I mean that they're living just barely at the edge of the things. And if they don't get a paycheck next month, they're going seriously backwards. Are you with me? Aren't most people living like that? Uh-huh. It doesn't have to be that way. I wouldn't want to adjust my lifestyle downwards. But if I quit working tomorrow, it really wouldn't make any difference about my ability. I mean, I wouldn't have any worry about paying bills and carrying on, right? Because remember I was talking about having real estate coming in? I've got certain residual income things that coming in, you know, checks every month. Now, of course, because I'm living a different lifestyle, I'm spending a lot of it, investing a lot of it. But isn't that where you want to be? That should be on your card. Every single one of us gets to get old and gets to die. Every single one of us will have an opportunity in our future years where we don't really feel like working or maybe possibly can't work. But just because we don't feel like working, does that mean it won't cost us any money to live? In fact, if we get like we really feel like we don't want, I read the headlines here, I read an article here in London, in the Times. 1,500 pounds a day to live in a certain nursing home to continue on life? Well, remember, think now. Think and grow rich. Plan for the future. All right. So I'll tell you what, there's a couple of quick ones that I want to extra value give you. The mastermind. Be with others. Think with others. Strategize with others. Little personal history. The World Internet Summit was actually an evolution from an event that I, Ted Siuba, was doing, right? And I, Ted Siuba, probably would never have brought that event over to the UK. Never would have been able to help the folks here. Never would have taken it to Australia. Now, the great thing about I, Ted Siuba, doing that event was I was making 100% of the money. And so now, like, how many co-hosts are there of this event right now? Four, you got it. Now I'm only making a quarter, right? And I'm only going to make 33% in Australia, and I'm only going to make 33% in China and Japan. But do you see what I'm talking about? I would have been in the USA. The pie is larger. It's the greatest thing in the world to have others' input. Remember when we did those headlines? We were all thinking, those of us who wrote it, this is the greatest headline in the world, right? But we got others to give us input. And we even had a few that got up and said, wait a minute, how about this one little tweak that might, right? The mastermind, the power of the mastermind, it's a principle that you need to recognize right now. That should also be in your goals to start forming associations. Now, it doesn't always mean membership where, or partnership where we share the money, but it does mean associating with others who know where you are going, you know where they're going, who have a like frame of reference and therefore help you move forward that way. Are you with me? Principle number 9. And principle number... Yeah, actually... Principle number 13, which is, of course, the sixth sense. This is, a lot of people don't get this. And by the way, Bruce Bird, would you stand up? Okay. We were in a mastermind, a great event. And again, conflicting points of view make things richer. And Bruce, did we not have an argument or two about this particular principle?
I don't think we actually drove it to the point of an argument.
Well, no, not an argument. You're right. Differences of opinion.
We had differences of opinion, yes. We've had ongoing discussions as well. I mean, Paul and I have been continuing the discussion during this event as well.
Closer to your mouth so we can hear.
Sorry about that. Yes, we had differences of opinion, certainly. And indeed, Paul also took part in the mastermind, have also continued the discussion during this event. And like your previous question, it was nothing about internet marketing. We were talking about the Think and Grow Rich principles.
Yeah, but you see, what we were doing, this was ironic. We just talked about, and by the way, that's the British attitude. The American says we were having arguments, and the Brit says we had differences of opinion. It's a bit odd. The power of the mastermind. Every single viewpoint is helping us. Thanks very much, Bruce. Every single viewpoint brings it together, makes the whole thing happen. So, by all means, get into recognizing the sixth sense where things happen beyond you. It was no accident, by the way, that me, a fanatic, ran into Bruce, a quote, realistic. I remember one time we were talking, and I was talking about, hey, I saw a flock of birds. And it looked like there was 1,000 birds. And all of a sudden, I saw one entity. You ever seen birds fly together? I saw one entity. And Bruce says, hey, mate, These certain birds have their certain jobs, and certain ones fly on the outside edge so that they can be attacked and the whole flock doesn't get going. And goes, oh, well, to me, that's the sixth sense. So that's my opinion. Get it in there. So, listen now. Have you got any benefit out of what I've done so far? How many of us are going to go read the book again? That's what I wanted to hear. Let's pull out this form, and I'll tell you about some neat opportunities, and I have even one extra that you don't know about yet. Back on the back table, you have probably seen the Think and Grow Rich Achievers Mastermind. Hey, would everybody, by the way, and this is so that you can be identified so that others can talk to you if they want to, would everybody who helped us create that product, Think and Grow Rich Achievers Mastermind, stand up, please? Okay. Your name? Paul Fugel. Your name?
Bill Nolan.
Bill Nolan. Your name? Your name?
Marcus Astasia.
Thanks, guys. These people helped us create it. And by the way, is that not a mastermind? Yeah. So anyway, what we did is we got together for 8 weeks, and we discovered each week we discovered two different principles. We went into depth on two different principles. And basically what it was, and again, the mastermind is so powerful, I would give, you know, as the moderator, I would give a few ideas, a few conversational starters, and then it went off where it went off with all of us sharing. Deeply, profoundly transformative. So in this product, which, by the way, the price says $9.97, I actually will make you a discount on that. Cross out $9.97 and say $6.97 because you are here at the World Internet Summit. You're here to change your life. We did audio recordings, of course. How hard was it to make those audio recordings? Nothing to it. I bought Mike Stewart's equipment, pressed little button on the screen. Transcriptions. How hard was it to make the transcriptions? Easy. Send it off to somebody and pay her $80 to do it, right? Mastermind study guides. These are study guides for every single chapter. And they're only about 3 to 4 pages long, each one. But it pulls out, before you even get into the chapter, what you need to be on the alert for, what you want to be looking for. How hard was that to create? It was a passionate thing. By the way, should you not or could you not go into an area that you're passionate about? Yeah. For me to create those study guides, which that's the work I did, that wasn't very hard. Because do you think I was happy to reread and study Think and Grow Rich? Yeah. Will it help you? That's the thing. Mastermind study chapters. I took every single chapter and highlighted, marked up certain things so that when you were reading through, you would know, ah, this is what we're going for. Got that? Plus, of course, you get a free copy of Think and Grow Rich, which I already gave you anyway. Plus, if you decide that you'd like to go with this offer, when it is finished, and I'm projecting February next year will be published, you'll get an autographed first printing of the new Think and Grow Rich. Now, by the way, is there any value in an autographed work? And how many times can there be a first printing? Isn't this the element of what we need? We've got a classic being updated by a master. First printing, autographed. Now, I'm not going to say that it's going to be worth a lot of money immediately, but if you're still here in 52 years, whenever I die, it'd probably be worth a fortune, right? Anyway, I say that tongue-in-cheek, right? Because we do know it's true, right? Everybody's work goes up in value immediately once they die. The other day, though, I was surfing eBay, you know, and just, you know, type in my name, and somebody had an autographed edition of Mail Order in the Internet Age. And they were selling it on eBay. First of all, I give these away, and they're all autographed. But I don't give them to you put on eBay, but. So anyway, autographed edition, right? And then I look, and the minimum bid was $1. You know, life is a series of ups and downs. Plus, you got a bonus. You will get 2 hours, and I haven't got the exact schedule yet because I made this up here and I hadn't checked my calendar, but you will get 2 hours of two teleconferences. In other words, it'll be 4 hours separately talking, and I will be talking with you, we'll be sharing, we'll be masterminding. That's what I believe in interchanges, on the principles that I am putting into the new Think and Grow Rich. Now, this is to help you, but as I'm still writing the book, who do you else do you think it's to help? In other words, you'll help me create this product. I'm giving this away as an extra bonus, and you're helping me, right? But I'm helping you. It's the way it works, product creation. So that one you can have for $6.97 if you want it. By the way, make a note, if you want the digital version only, in other words, you don't want the physical manuals and stuff, you can have that for $4.97. And that is U.S. dollars, of course. So it's $6.97 or $4.97. You will need to clearly specify when you run to the back of the room. Number two, you can have duplication rights to this product if you'd like it. Now, remember, I asked the question, how would you like to have a product that all the movers and shakers are promoting for you? Has anybody here this weekend promoted Think and Grow Rich for Ted Siuba? Anybody talked about Think and Grow Rich or the value it could have? Not only from the stage, but also people have said in conversations, right? Would you like to have a product that other people are marketing for you and you don't have to pay them any affiliate commissions? You can have duplication rights. What does that mean? That means you can take the product, this is leverage, that somebody else did the work on, somebody else did the organization, somebody else did the brainstorming, somebody else did the logistics of getting the transcriptions done, doing the works, and you can sell it, and you can make money for your entire lifetime. The price on that, I normally sell it for $3,997. If you are interested, you can have it for $2,997. For $2,997. And, of course, I will throw in some extra bonuses. Bonus number one is called the Ultimate Think and Grow Rich Wealth Building System. It's something that I realize that you already have as an attendee to this event. So, oh, by the way, what it is, it's a mastermind session of 8 top-level multimillionaire marketers getting together and sharing their insights on each of the books. Very, very powerful. I mean, each of the chapters. So what I will do, write this down, is I will give you duplication rights to that so you can resell that. And, of course, then you'll get Think and Grow Rich for the Internet, which is a very high-level product where, we had marketers sharing what Think and Grow Rich had meant to them. Very powerful, very shaking. So that's $29.97. Now, but I'll tell you what, I've got one, and it's not even written in there, that because, by the way, when I came here, when I made this up, I was in negotiations that might have prevented it. Those negotiations fell through, and I was happy because now I've got the opportunity to do that. Remember when I told you I made $250,000 because I decided that I needed to have some extra money and I made it in a few weeks? How do you think I did that? Do you have any idea? I created a product. I wrote a sales letter to sell that product. And the product that I created was the Think and Grow Rich Achievers Mastermind. And what I did was I sold these duplication rights for $4,000. Now, I'm not real good at math, but it's not very many sales that need to add up to $250,000. Is that not right? 25, 26, someone got a calculator, you can tell me. All I know, make more money, right? But, and this probably isn't for most of us, and in fact, I'm only looking for one UK licensee, but for $50,000, I will give you the rights to resell the rights. This is called a master license. See, with offer number two, duplication rights, you're dealing with consumers. and consumers will pay you, well, I just offered it to you for $6.97 or $4.97, right? But people who are in the know, people who are in business, they will pay you $3,000 to $4,000 a shot. Now, if you pay $50,000, how many sales would it take at, let's say, $3,000 to make $50,000? Eight, six, something like that, right? So, and again, I know that most of us aren't interested in that because the price tag is so high. On the other hand, is it not worth that? And there's only one UK licensee I want. And by the way, again, you've heard the story. Why would I sell licenses to a product that I know I can sell all on my own? I know I can make the money. I know when I give you $50,000 or when I give you the master rights for $50,000, I'm cheating myself because I know that you, well, I mean, $250,000 in a couple of weeks, right? And this is a timeless product, right? How, does anybody know how long Thinking Grow Rich has been a bestseller? Just try 77 years, right? Something tells me it's not going to fall off the map tomorrow. So I'm giving you a multi-million dollar opportunity. You know, you spread it out over a couple of years. Why would I do that, by the way? This is a marketing lesson, and I'm not selling anymore. Marketing lessons. What is the lesson here?
Building relationships.
Helping other people. What is it? Giving.
Leverage.
We could go on and on. Every single one of those is true. In effect, what I'm doing, even though it's costly, how much does it really cost me? Nothing. Because who is on those audios? Who is in those transcripts? So in effect, what I'm asking you to do is give me $50,000 to promote me. That's part of it, right? Nothing is ever one-dimensional because I'm also giving you a multi-million dollar opportunity should you so choose that you want it. So that's that one. And then look at this, number, what we call number three, Think and Grow Rich Royal Experience. Alan Forrest Smith and I have put together a joint venture. Because we haven't found the exact location yet, we know that it will be in a castle. We want it to be in Scotland, but it may end up being in England because we picked a date. Scotland, let's go here. And basically, and we're looking for a place. One of the criteria that we have, we're trying to get a round table that will hold 24 people. I mean, that's all we want. And basically, we're going to get together for an intensive weekend. We've got a lot to cover, and again, you better be ready for it. We're going to be talking about and activating and attempting to implement, like we did this exercise with the cards. It's very important. We're going to be working on that. Everybody who comes, our goal is that they go out a changed person. We're also, going to have a Rolls Royce that we all get to sport around on. In other words, we're going to put us all in state. Have you ever heard the phrase in state? $10,000 U.S., come to the Think and Grow Rich Royal Experience. Your life will be changed. I promise you. And, of course, by the way, if you get in that or you get in the next offer, or you get in, well, also the one I told you, you won't need to worry about the buying the product or buying the duplication rights. You'll get them. We'll give them to you, right? No issue. And then number four, the Think and Grow Rich Platinum International Mastermind. Today, we are not what we were. We were tribes people living in our village. Today, the world is our playground, and dominantly because of the internet. Is that not true? Are we not all interested in marketing on the internet? Is there anybody who's going to say here, my site ends in .co.uk and I'm not going to take orders from America? You hear me? So, we're going to get together, and we've already got the date for the first one. The third quarter this year, which is August 10th through the 11th, quote unquote, I'll explain what's happening. We're going to get together once in Panama City. And by the way, this is very expensive. And you'll have to fly there on your own. You'll have to pay your own lodging, right? Panama City, Panama. Gold Coast, Australia, the next quarter. San Diego, California, in the winter. By the way, San Diego is beautiful because it's eternal spring there. And second quarter in Geneva, Switzerland. Our whole purpose in a high-level international mastermind to elucidate, practice, inculcate, activate, harness, and amplify the principles in Think and Grow Rich to accumulate riches. Each event is actually 3.5 days, because what we'll do, we'll get there on Wednesday night. We'll have a social gathering. We'll all get to be with each other, and you're going to be with the right kind of people, right? And then comes Thursday and Friday, and we're going to work hard. We're going to be getting up early. We're going to be talking about, in a mastermind format, each of the principles. Each person who is there is going to have their time to have this mastermind trust working on their principles. Every person is going to share what they're doing, what they're wanting to do, or how can I? And we're going to have this group of people helping each individual do this. And then on Saturday, there's a whole agenda, but basically that's the quick one. Then on Saturday, guess what we're going to do? In each of these exotic events, areas, and you do recognize each of these as a vacation destination, do you not? We, as a group, are going to go out and do something fun in the local environment. By the way, I can already tell you, it won't be golf, because not everybody likes golf, even though that's a good thing, right? But we are going to be together. Now, will we be talking about the principles of Think and Grow Rich? Will we be talking about our businesses? Will we be giving and receiving information about how we can make more money? Yep. And in fact, the whole idea about this is that the purpose of this, and again, we're working together, the purpose of this is that if you're not already a millionaire, we get you up to making your first million. If you already are a millionaire, and folks, by the way, this is attracting people who do have or do want to have wealth, that you will get to make, and you will consciously know that you're making extra millions of dollars that were not associated, that you wouldn't have had before, right? Now, I'm so confident on this one that it'll work, that the price is $50,000. If we're talking about $1 million, $50,000 is a good investment. Do this, folks. Thank you. But you don't have to pay $50,000 up front. As a matter of fact, we can let you in for $10,000. And this is on the honor system, but believe me, folks, you've heard rich people are not honest. I found quite the contrary. Statistically speaking, the richest people are the most honest. They understand commitment. They understand ethics. They understand giving, because this is how they got their money, right? And they didn't rob a bank, you know. So $10,000 up front, you'll be in, and you can pay me the other $40,000 when you say that you have made your first million that you would not otherwise have made. Now, I'll also even go one other simpler, because I understand for a lot of us, our credit cards won't even hold $10,000, right? After, especially on the fourth day. So, by the way, I got to tell you, one thing I discovered last night, you know, that stereotype about reserved Brits flew out the window last night. But anyway, what I'll do, if you're interested, you can put $3,000 down and $1,000 a month for the next 9 months. We'll be getting together, so that'll be easy. And I would venture to say that if you're the kind of guy, like I am, by the way, that's the opportunity that I would take, because you can have the product pay off the investment, right? You'll be earning more money, and you can have that happen. So basically, you've got in front of you 5 different opportunities. You've got to decide which one's right for you. You can get the Think and Grow Rich Achievers Mastermind, the product. You've got physical or digital. By the way, the physical product includes the digital. You could get the ability to sell that product an endless number of times. If you're selling it at $697 and you pay $3,000 for it, something tells me that after less than 4 sales, you're in the money.
you can get, and this is only available to one, and it really is first come, first serve, the master license for $50,000 if you want. That's really non-negotiable, because if you don't want it, someone else will, I promise you. You can participate in the Think and Grow Rich Royal Experience for $10,000. Oh, by the way, I probably should give us payments on that too. How about 50-50, $5,000 now, $5,000 before we show up, let's say a week before we show up. And then the Think and Grow Rich Platinum Achievers Mastermind, or Platinum International Mastermind. All of these folks can help you make money. Good money, big money, quickly while you're still young to enjoy it. Are you with me? All right. Well, I'll tell you what. I'd like to say thanks for having us. Loved your enthusiasm. I'm sorry that that old stereotype about the reserved Brits is no longer applicable. And you're here to change your life. Go celebrate. Follow your goals. Follow your dreams. Make it happen. Yes.
Shout it out.